Game On.
Game On.
2FM.
You're listening to the Game On podcast. You can join us nightly on 2FM, Monday to Friday from 7.
Shep on 2FM.
Got to finish the programme tonight by crossing to the States. Shep is with us. How are you, sir?
Doing fine, Damien. And yourself?
I'm in good form. Had a busy weekend. I'm easing my way back into working life. It's often a challenge. We spoke on Friday about the NFL draft. It's all done and dusted. And the big talking point, Michael Sam's first openly gay player who will play in the NFL. And news reaching us a short time ago of a fine for one of his potential opponents over tweets made about his sexuality.
Yeah, it was a pretty ho-hum kind of boring draft. There was a lot of excitement Thursday night with Johnny Manziel, and then, you know, Sunday afternoon, you know, with the debate on whether or not Michael Sam was going to get drafted, and he got taken by the Rams, I guess about five or six picks from the end of the draft. And so, yeah, you know, comes the first openly gay player to get selected, so he, you know, makes a lot of news there. And, you know, it'll be interesting to see. I mean, we're to the point now where, you know, you don't get anything, you know, you don't get anything you don't earn. And he's a seventh-round pick. Not every seventh-round selection, you know, winds up making a football team. So, you know, there's a reason why some folks might say there was too much of a distraction, you know, or a potential distraction that could be, you know, with taking a player, you know, that has this, I guess, quote-unquote baggage that some people might say. Some of the teams were turned off by that, but he gets picked by the St. Louis Rams, which is in the same state where he went to college. So obviously the coach has got a good chance to look at him. But yeah, and then, you know, there's some reactions that players have. They don't realize, you know, you hit send on that tweet, and it's out there for the entire world to see. And so one of the Miami Dolphins players said some things, and he's already been been suspended, and I think he's going to have to go through some, you know, some educational classes on, you know, sensitivity and the like.
In terms of previewing it, we called it not far off in terms of who the first selection would be and who the leading
right.
selections would be. Johnny Football coming in at a 22nd pick has caused quite some shock, and I'd imagine has caused quite some damage to his growing ego.
Well, the way the draft works out, you know, each year is, you know, certain teams need certain positions. Not everybody needs a quarterback, and so some of the teams that needed quarterbacks were at the top of the draft, but then others, you know, were kind of a little bit farther back, and he just kept falling and kept falling. Jacksonville kind of surprised everybody when they selected Blake Bortles with the first pick. And so Cleveland selected a defensive back with their first selection and then actually moved up back into the first round to get Manziel. And he's already been announced. He's the starter. It's his job. It's his team. They didn't do a very good job of helping him out very much. They didn't draft any wide receivers, and it was a very deep draft with the wide receivers. So he's going to get, baptized by fire coming up in a couple of months.
Yeah, he'll earn his corn.
The
other big talking point, for the first time since 1937, not a player from the University of Texas selected, which, you know, is a scandal in Texas over the weekend.
Well, yeah, I mean, really, Damien, I read something a little while ago. It's that basically, you know, the states of Florida, Georgia, Texas, and California, you know, almost, I don't know, 70 or 80% of the kids that were drafted were from those states. Not necessarily the schools, but they were born and raised in those states, and then they went and played somewhere else. So for the University of Texas, the flagship university that, you know, consistently is one of the best schools in the recruiting classes. I mean, they have the pick of the litter for the best players in the country. To not have someone drafted is astounding. And I think it goes to show why the guy who was the coach of Texas for the last 18 years is no longer the coach of Texas. You know, the program has just really kind of fallen by the wayside. So Mack Brown retired, and they hired Charlie Strong from Louisville. So, that's a really amazing statement to say since 1937.
Okay. Not the type of history they'd like to be making, but sure, that's life. You can't often decide how the story ends. That's the lesson we learned there. Deep stuff.
No, and again, I mean, there's a couple of weeks, you know, the rookies will report to camp and different things. You know, the Michael Sam story, it's not going to go away.
Okay.
It's going to be a plot line that we will be following for quite some time.
And we'll chat in a couple of weeks about that and more. Shep, good to talk to you.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Thanks for joining us. Shep joining us there from the States.
Game over.